letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3062. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 28th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tes Vav. And the Rebbe is addressing it with great titles, Rav HaGaon, the great genius, etc., with all the doing the work of the heaven teacher. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, head of the Yeshiva in the Yeshiva Torah Semes in Jerusalem. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, after this long silence, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter dated the 22nd day of Mar Cheshvan with the good news that the Yeshiva has grown. Nitoisvu Safsulei Bi Yeshivas Nisienu, that there are more benches added to the yeshiva, which is of our holy leaders with all the titles, Torah Semes, that's in the yeshiva and Torah Semes. Added benches means that there is more students have been added in the yeshiva. The Rebbe is very pleased. He says it's pleasant to receive the news. The main thing is, the Rebbe says, that not only that it added that the quantity, but also the quality of both the revealed study of Nigla and also the Hasidus Torah studies. And the Rebbe says it's not enough just the studying, also the action, you know, that it impacts them, that the students are doing their service to Hashem, as our sages tell us, Loi ha-medresh ikar elo ha-maisa. It's not the study, but the action. The study needs to lead and bring to action so that you can tell that there is an addition also in the service of the davening and the observance of the mitzvahs with perfection, and also in the study itself specifically, that there is a seriousness, that there is a increase in their service in the study, the way they study. May it be the will of Hashem that they should go from strength to strength. And the Rebbe says it's known, the drasha of our sages, that mean about the chayil el choyil, basically it means, the Gemara says over there that tzaddikim don't have never rest, because they always keep on going from strength to strength, they always keep on doing more. So, me chayil el choyil. And since when the Alter Rebbe brings it down in the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Hei in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down over there to look into the Targum of Tehillim over there. Over there in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm just going to take a look. He says, Ein Shom Betil Yagnes of Gemara, that it says they go from strength to strength, Yeroa el Elikim Betzion, and they will show themselves to Elikim in Zion. So what does this mean? Over there, the Alter Rebbe brings down, they go from Beis HaKnesses. Maybe this is the Mamre Hazal he means, not the Elam Menucha, but he means more that they go from davening, they go straight to learning. And the Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe, when he says, so that means mechayil el choyil, from strength to strength. The chayil is the davening, and then they go from the davening, they go el chayil, they go to the learning. But the Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe also references, it says, go look in the Tillim in the Targum Yonason. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says, so the Rebbe is trying to, what is the Alter Rebbe means with this reference, and to look in the Targum and the Tehillim. So he says that what he wants to hint over there, that the Torah needs both. You need the shul beforehand, and also the shul afterwards, because we say you go from shul straight to learning, mechayil el choyil, but it also goes the other way around, that from the learning, you also got to go back to the shul. That we see in the language of the Targum of the Tehillim, because he says in the Targum over there, on this, he says, Yischami leus oiraiso delhoin, that they should be seen in their efforts of the Torah that they do. Kodem avaya, they should be seen before Hashem. The Shechinta Shari Bitzin, the divine rest in Tzin. Basically, it means after they finish learning, you go Mechayil El Chayil, Yeroe El Elikim Bitzin, they should be seen El Elikim, meaning to go to the davening. So from davening to learning, and from learning to davening. Further, the Rebbe thanks him for his troubles, his efforts in fulfilling. The Rebbe asked him to send the journals, the Torah journals, that have been published over there, Oyel Torah, and Torah Seres Yisrael, and also your own sheets that you are printing as notes on the book Tzoy Sachoshin, on the Sefer Tzoy Sachoshin. And for sure, he wrote a commentary on the Sefer Tzoy Sachoshin. For sure, the Rebbe says also in the future, you will conduct yourself by searching and sending me printed matters from the category and similar to the above. The Rebbe says, thank you, ahead of time for sending it to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I want to conclude with something good, responding on the news that your son, that there was a son, that your daughter, Tzira Bela, your daughter Tichya, gave birth to a son, and his name, they named him Chaim Sheyichya. So may it be the will from the blessed Hashem that just as the parents brought him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, so they should bring him into Torah Chuppah Maisim Tovim. And your honor, may you enjoy from all your offsprings a lot of Chassidisha true, much Chassidisha Nachas, true Chassidisha Nachas, and the Rebbe blesses him with a mazel tov. So the Rebbe is sending this letter thanking him for the good news, and the Rebbe makes a point that just the learning, that there's more chairs, there's also quantity and quality, but there needs to be also a recognizable that the davening is better and the mitzvahs are better and the learning Torah is in a better way. That's lo yamedrashika ha-maisa, not just the study but the bring to the action. And the Rebbe brings the word Mechayel El Choyel from the davening to the learning, and the Rebbe says that there's a hint in the Alter Rebbe to the Targum also from the learning back to the davening. The Rebbe is thanking him for sending him the various publications that the Rebbe asked him for, and the Rebbe also concludes with giving him a mazel tov for his grandson, daughter, and they named him Chaim to have lots of true Chassidish Nachas, and the Rebbe concludes with the blessing of Mazel Tov.